The victims were members of the so-called Ultras fans group from Al Ahli Football Club. The Ultras had been saying for months that if the sentences were not satisfactory, they would not take it laying down.
I would like to thank the judge for his just verdict. Retribution for my son has been achieved. Everything was evident from the footage. And may Allah punish those who killed my son.
Some Ultras fans remain skeptical whether these sentences were given just to keep them calm and that they are eagerly awaiting the sentencing of the remaining 54 defendants in March.
We're waiting for the verdict to punish the security officials. Those sentenced to death were thugs, but God willing, the police officers will be next so that our happiness is complete.
In Port Said, some members of the families of the defendants fought with security forces immediately after the announcement of the sentences. Fighting spread throughout the city as attempts were made to breach the prison and surrounding area. The army has been deployed in the city to aid police and was able to secure the prison rounds after deploying 10 tanks there. Most people in Port Said believe that the verdicts were a result of political pressure and the need to reassure the general public that was shocked by the violence that took the lives of so many young sport fans.
We will be waiting for the death penalty in the next court session on the 9th of March, as well as rulings against the accomplices.
Heavy clashes also took place in the city of Suez. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, clashes with security forces continue inside streets around the square. Opposition parties organized marches and said that while the Port Said verdicts were a positive development, the demands of the revolution still stand and remain unfulfilled. The National Salvation Front, led by former presidential candidates, announced that it will be boycotting the upcoming parliamentary elections unless wider efforts are made for national reconciliation, allowing amendments to the constitution.
While many celebrate the day and feel a sense of relief that the Ultras' anger has been evaded, tensions in Egypt regarding other issues remain high, signaling a continuation of violence. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.